Psalm 132, A Song of Degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. See, everybody's had a hard life. We think, oh, it's not fair, I'm having a hard life. Everybody's had a hard life, those who are in the purpose of God, because we're being developed towards being able to be in God's kingdom. So remember David and all his afflictions, how he swore, how he promised to God, and made a vow to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I won't come into the tent of my house, nor go up into my bed. I won't give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a place to dwell for the mighty God of Jacob. So this is his commitment to building a temple. And he feels guilty that he's got my house, whereas God's dwelling, as it were, was within a tent, was under curtains. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah, we found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles, we will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, don't turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David, he will not turn away from it. Of the fruit of your body will I set upon your throne. Well, this was in the end fulfilled in Jesus. Remember, the angel appeared to Mary and said, you're going to have a son, and he will be great, and God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. So Jesus didn't exist physically before he was born. He was the descendant of David, like he was the descendant of Abraham. And yet he was to reign upon the throne of David. Now, he didn't do that in his life. They killed him. But he rose again. He's in heaven. And he will come again and will reign where David was king, in Jerusalem. You can look at a map of the world and you can see Jerusalem. And you can know that there Jesus will be king of the whole earth. If your children will keep my covenant, then I will teach them. Their children will sit upon your throne forever. Well, of course, that didn't happen with David's natural children, and Solomon especially, but it did come true and will come true with Jesus. For the Lord has chosen Zion. That's this mount, this temple mount in Jerusalem. He's desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I live because I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her food. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints, that's us, will shout aloud for joy. There, that is in Jerusalem, will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, and upon him will his crown flourish. So the clothing of with shame of the enemies of Jesus, this is going to be at the last day. We read quite a bit about shame, that those who come to the Day of Judgment and are rejected will have everlasting shame. So they will walk naked, we're told in Revelation, and others will see their shame. They won't have on the white clothes of the righteousness of Jesus.